Okay, we are up to our second day in Arbei Pesachim. You're right, Daf Kufa Ben Aleph, about the fifth line or so. So today again we get to talk about a number of Pesach topics, but also a number of Shabbos topics. We'll talk about today, just a preview about covering the challahs. We'll talk about making Kiddush and Shul, and some other sugis that come up. A little bit of Kiddush B'makom Suda, which is more tomorrow, but Hashem, let's do what we can today. Says the Gemara, Gemara had asked a question originally, who was the Mishnah like? Because our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach late in the day in order to be able to have an appetite. So Gemara said, who is that according to? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that by every Shabbos and Yontif, nothing unique to Pesach. So that's what the Gemara says. It must be Rabbi Yossi Shita. Because Rabbi Yossi usually says that you're allowed to eat all day by every Erev Shabbos and Yontif. So that's the Chiddush, that even according to Rabbi Yossi, by Erev Pesach, he'll agree that you're not allowed to eat until it gets dark. Then the Gemara tried to say, even according to the Yehuda, that was rejected. So now we're back to the stage that we think that the Mishnah is coming to tell you the Chiddush according to Rabbi Yossi. So on line 5, on Kuf Amaral, Ula Rav Huna Minicha, according to Rav Huna, who was the one that suggested that the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yossi, does it fit? Did it work for him either? It didn't work for Rav Papa. Does it work for Rav Huna? V'yam Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'yitema, Amar Rabbi Yevo, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bar Rabbi Chanina, Halacha k'Rebbe Yehuda be'erev ha-Pesach, v'halacha k'Rebbe Yossi be'erev Shabbos. This statement was made. The halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda on Erev Pesach. The halacha is like Rebbe Yossi on Erev Shabbos. So halacha k'Rebbe Yehuda be'erev Pesach, by the fact that the statement was said that the halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda on Erev Pesach, v'chal d'pala k'Rebbe Yossi b'trabayu. It's mashma that there's a machlokas in both cases. By the fact that you say, hey, the halacha is like him, it's mashma that Rebbe Yossi says his opinion there, we don't paskin like him. What do you mean? We just said that Rebbe Yossi agrees by Erev Pesach. So how can we have a statement that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda there, or Rabbi Yossi there, especially that Rabbi Yossi argues in both places? That's the kasha. How can we say that Rabbi Yossi agrees by Erev Pesach if we have a statement that says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach? Why then would it have just said l'kulei alma? So where it says lo, halacha b'chal d'pligi, you know what that whole discussion, this statement that we just made about whether the halacha is like a Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi in these places, behafsaka. That's not talking about whether you're allowed to start a meal on these days. Because that we just said, regarding starting a meal, then Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda argue about that in general, and on Erev Pesach, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that you're not allowed to start a meal on Erev Pesach. You know what the machlokas is? Bahafsaka. If you started the meal already, do you have to stop the meal to stop and make Kiddush and start the Shabbos and Yontif meal? That's the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Again, it seems, we usually don't think of this as like a possibility. What do you mean? You start, you're eating on Erev Pesach? But again, in general, it might have been more shayach, where you didn't have so much food and you don't have so many meals. So you have one big meal. So you're eating a meal you started before Shabbos. And then, it's Shabbos. You have to stop and start again. So do you have to do that? So the Tanya, you're not doing any malacha when you're eating. So maybe you could just continue and then make Kiddush and veg at the end. So the Tanya, so that's the machlokas of Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. The Braisa says, the Tosefta says, mafsikin l'shabasos divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi omer ein mafsikin. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about hafsaka. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be mafsik, and Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to be mafsik, and that's what these statements were referring to. The issue of hafsaka, not the issue of haschala, which was the discussion previously. It's hafsaka, whether you have to stop or not. Umaisa Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, there's even a story. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Subin Ba'ako, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi were all being mesubin in Akko, the Kiddush Aleihem Hayom, and the Pashas is that this is a regular Shabbos, even though it says Mesubin. They were doing this. We had Haseba in Mesechus Brachas also, nothing to do with Pesach. The Kiddush Aleihem Hayom, and it became Shabbos. Amar Rav Shugam Leil Rav Yossi. Rav Shugam Leil turns to Rav Yossi and says, Berebi, it's an endearing term, Ritzoncha Nafsik V'Dechush L'Divir Rav Yehuda Chavireinu. Should we stop and be choshesh for the words of Rabbi Yehuda, your friend? Meaning, should we be mafsik, like he says? Amar lo, b'chol yom v'yom ata mechaviv dvarai l'fnei Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean? Every day you like my words better. V'yachshav ata mechaviv divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'fanai. And all of a sudden you want to follow Rabbi Yehuda's words? As relates to our chumash here from last Shabbos. Hagam l'chboshes amalke imi babayis. Amazing usage of the phrase, right? The phrase by Achashveros. But it means, Rashi says, it means you're trying to be mevayish me here in front of me. What are you doing? What do you mean? We're always passing like me. All of a sudden, you want to be Bachra like Rabbi Yehuda? That's not right. So therefore, they said, okay, Amalei, a couple things to say, but let's just finish the story first. Imkei lo nafsik. Okay, the Talmidim said, okay, so let's not be mafsik. Shebe yiro Talmidim ikva alachadaros, because maybe we'll be mafsik. The Talmidim will see that we did that, and they'll think that the halacha is really like Rabbi Yehuda, and they'll be kovei halachadaros like that. And we don't want that to happen. We just suggested to do it as a chumrah, but to be kovei the halacha like that. So amar lo zazeh bisham, ashekabu halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. So they didn't leave there until they established and they publicized the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi.
What Rabbi Yehuda says on Shabbos,
what the Gemara could have answered, what Rabbi Yehuda says on Shabbos, like Erev Pesach, but then the Gemara wouldn't have used that lashon because everybody agrees to that Erev Pesach. The Gemara would have said halacha kir, would have said lekuli ama modin for Erev Pesach. A couple of points on the different stages of the Mishnah. So I just saw the Sharm said about halacha, just has one short ha'ara. What was the chashash here? If they go like Rabbi Yehuda, they're going to be koveh halacha l'doros like Rabbi Yehuda. What's the big deal? Right, we had this language in Maseches Brachos, earlier in Maseches Brachos, in the first parak, where by Rabbi Tarfon, and Rabbi Tarfon was going to lead like Beis Shammai by Kriyashma, and they said one of the problems was, if they see you lead, they're going to be koveh halacha like Beis Shammai. That we understand. Beis Shammai is Eino Mishnah. So that's a worry. But what's wrong with Rabbi Yehuda? You know, is there a downside? Alright, they're gonna be out. Okay, maybe it's wrong. Okay, but maybe if that's the halacha, they'll become an halacha. People will rachmir. So the Shabbos Yerba suggests that no. The point is, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? You have to be mafsik. If you have to be mafsik, he's gonna cause more brachas and srichas. Because if you're mafsik and you have to veg, you have to make new brachas, there's a downside to be mafsik. So still, you're right, but being koveh halacha like a Yehuda is not just a pure chumrah. It's a chumrah that could be also the dekula. So that was the fear in that case. Okay, let's discuss, what does mafsik mean? By the way, it's machlokas rishonim. What does mafsik mean? Let's say you're in the middle of the meal, so what do you have to do? So Tosfos says, mafsikim l'shabbasos, pirish ba'akiras shulchan, kidemuchach besamach. The Gemara in Sud is going to use the language of taking away the table. In those days, they each ate on their little table in front of them. So you take away the table, v'hainu shemavarech birchas hamazon. And you bench. You take away the middle of the meal, you take away the table, you bench, and then you start again. That's what Tosfos says. The Ran quotes this and does not like it. The Ran on Yutesim Abayz in the back quotes, what does Mafsikin mean? Klomer Mafsikin Milecho, Umavarchan Berchas Amazon. You don't have to take away the table. Avalakira Shulchan Lomalav Lomorid. Once you decide to stop eating, that's it. You don't have to take away the table. Umayda Rida Begamaro Karas HaShulchan Bahadi Yafsak Alav Dafka. Right, this is halacha lemaisa. Let's say I'm finished my meal and I bring out my macronim. So my macronim is usually the significant the post can say you're not supposed to talk between my macronim. Those who do my macronim, you're not supposed to talk between my macronim and benching. So that's the end. So let's say I wash my macronim and then all of a sudden my wife brings out another dessert which I didn't know about. I'm like, I have to make a new bracha, even though I just said a new bracha. I just said a bracha on the previous dessert, which was the same bracha, let's say, and I only have to make bracha on my dessert, right? So you have to make a new bracha. Why? Because you had a hesachadas. In your mind, your meal was finished. Says the Ran, what if you take the table away? Once you decide to be mafsik your suda, it's finished. You don't have to take away the table. So that's the machlokas here between the Ran and Tosfos. Do you have to actually do a maisa to take away the table? Or do you just bench? That's a machlokas about what mafsikin means. Now let's talk a little bit about ein mafsikin. So Rabbi Yossi says that you do not have to be mafsik. So there are two important tosfos in here. Rabbi Yossi, let's do the first wide line. Rabbi Yossi, Omer ein mafsikin. Rabbi Yossi says that you're not mafsik. Again, what's the case? It's late on a Friday afternoon, and you're in the middle of a meal. So Rabbi Yossi says, or even on Erev Pesach, which we'll get to this. Right? Rabbi Yossi always says this. Ein mafsikin, you're in the middle of the meal. Enjoy. We'll talk about that you started at a time when you're allowed to start. We'll get to that in a minute. That's the second tosfos. But you are eating. You don't have to stop. Enjoy your meal. Whenever you finish, then you'll eat l'shem Shabbos. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Mafsikin, v'gomer, so what do you do? So it's fascinating. V'gomer kolas se'uda, u'mevarech berchas hamazon, v'yachragach v'kadesh, k'demuchach v'braisa, d'lokamon, mashma de'id sarach lasu su'da l'shem Shabbos, de'id sarach ma'alo la'amtid, yafsik miyad. Okay. So v'yim tol mitosis, yes, on the fourth line, v'eich yasu kiddish below su'da. Hello, ein kiddish el b'makam su'da. We have a principle that we're going to talk about a lot tomorrow. We'll touch on it today. But tomorrow, ain kiddush el b'makom suda. Your kiddush has to be a b'makom suda. We'll see there are three parts to that chiyuv, but one of them is, right, when you have your kiddush, you have to then have a suda. So how do you have that according to Rabbi Yossi? You have your meal, and then you're going to make kiddush. How does that work for kiddush b'makom suda? So Tosa says that a basic kiddush, v'yesh lomar v'chashiv kiddush b'makab suda, it's kiddush b'makab suda in the opposite order as well. Kivad shemiyad achar ha-su'uda oseh kiddush, v'oseh ha-su'uda ololo l'su'uda Shabbos. You can have suda and then kiddush. Usually you can't have suda first, because you're not allowed to eat before kiddush. You're not allowed to even taste before kiddush. But here's a new kipta, here's a echitivsi, where you can have your suda and then make kiddush. That's kiddush b'makab suda. Kidita mucha b'tosefta. Diktani v'losin Reb Yosi, u'maskin shal Shabbos b'rechaz ha-bazon. So that is Reb Yosi, that's the first half of Tosef, so you can have a kiddush b'makab suda, kiddush after suda. So again, is that a kiddush? Is that pashut? Sounds unusual. But again, it might connect to how to understand in Lumdis the chiv of kiddush b'makab suda. Then we'll get into this. Reb Shechter writes about this in Eretz HaTzvi and Sibit Hei. He quotes the machlokas, the gron, the ga'onim. Machlokas, the gron, the ga'onim of a kiddush b'makab suda. What's the machlokas? Could you have mizonos? Right? What is the Minag Yisrael? Minag Yisrael is like the Gaonim. What is that? That means by all kiddushes that we have, what do? We make kiddush, and then we're bedakting to have a mizonos. Right? We don't kill the fish and herring is not enough. You have to have a mizonos, because you have to have suda. And if you don't have suda, you aren't allowed to have the kiddush in the first place. Kiddush b'makab suda is a serious halacha. That's what you have to have. You have to have a piece of cake, you have to have a cookie. Kiddush b'makab suda. So that's generally what we assume. We don't have challah. So what are we doing? So we're assuming, like the Gaonim, that Kiddush B'makab Suda can be fulfilled even with mezonos. This is against the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, what do you mean Suda? Suda is bread. Suda is that you have to have, not meaning Targima, right? You have to have bread. That's the Machlokas, the Gaon, the Gaonim, whether you have to have bread or not. What's the Lumdus behind this Machlokas, the Gaon, the Gaonim? We're going to have other Machlokas tomorrow, but at least just this one. What's the Lumdus? So Rav Shechter suggests from the Achronim, Kinnireh, he says, is Kiddush B'makab Suda a din in the Kiddush or a din in the Suda? Is the Kiddush B'makab Suda that you have to ground your Kiddush in something? It can't just be, you know, Kiddush. It has to be grounded with a kfias. You have to have a bracha that's koveya it, that holds it down. Or no, that's a din in the Kiddush. The Kiddush has to be grounded. Or no, it's a din in the Suda. Your Suda has to start off with the Kiddush. You have to establish your Suda as a Suda Shabbos with the Kiddush. So that's about Machlokas, the Gra, the Gaonim. According to the Gra, you have to have bread. It's a din in the Suda. Because your Suda has to be started off with the Kiddush. Your Suda. Your real Suda. That's why you have to have bread. Masha'ekin, according to the Gaonim, what the Min HaGaolim is to rely on the Gaonim. Why is that? It's a din in the Kiddush. So as long as I ground my Kiddush, you know, so then it's okay. That's the Mizonis could be enough. There's a Minog to make Kiddush again when we get home. Most people make Kiddush again when we get home. There are three different reasons. We'll see why that is. One of them is to be Choshish for the Gra. Because it's for the Gra, then you make it again because of the Gra. According to the Gra, you weren't allowed to have food in the first place. So that's a Ravid. You have to put the Gra with the Ravid. The Ravid says there's no issue to eat before Kiddush Shabbos morning. Okay, so if you put the Ravid with the Gra, so that's, you know, that we're machmir against the Ravid also. But that's one of the reasons why the Minhag is to make Kiddush again, even though you already Yotzei in Shul. But either way, this is a machlokas between the Gra and the Gaonim. Is it did in the Kiddush or did in the Suda? So one could suggest maybe that here, what does Tosa say? That Kiddush B'makab Suda, you can have Kiddush after the Suda. If you also did in the Suda, that's very difficult. Then in the Suda, you're going to finish after the Suda. So Luchorah, Tosos must be assuming, like the Gaonim, that is, if there's a din in the Kiddush, so then it can be grounded even by Bracha before it. And that's a big Kiddush anyway, but that might be some of the Lumdus. And it's also, again, just to allude, we'll mention it tomorrow, there are 2 days in the Rashbam on tomorrow's Daf. What's the Makar for Kiddush B'makab Suda? Let's remember this Chakira and Kiddush B'makab Suda. We'll come back to it tomorrow, because those 2 days can be parallel. Okay. Then Tosas gets into Miyu Kashla Reb Yosi. What do you do with Dalet Kosos? Reb Yosi says you don't even have to be mafsik by Erev Pesach. So what do you do by Dalet Kosos with Kiddush B'makab Suda? Tosas tries to work it out how you would work it out, because you would bench and then you would have Kiddush and then you would have Karpas. Then you'd have, so Tosas works it out. There is though a whole assumption of Tosas. Tosas assumes that there is a chiyuv of Kiddush B'makab Suda on Pesach, on that first night by the Seder. That is a major discussion in the poskim. Because if you think about it, what do? We make Kiddush. We don't have matzah for 2 hours. So where's our Kiddush B'makab Suda? Kiddush B'makab Suda isn't just in the place, it's in time. So what do we do about Kiddush B'makab Suda? So the reason that most give is that, as long as you don't have a hefsik, it's not a problem. Okay, it takes 2 hours, but mag is all tzarech of the Suda. Not a hefsik. So you're right, you're not going to eat for 2 hours, but all of your dibur is establishing your matzah as lechem oni. So this is all part of it. It's all part of it. So you have Kiddush B'makab Suda. Yeah?
That's what you said yesterday, that you have to make Kiddush after
That's why it's making kiddush. You have to say it's right according to that Magen Avraham. Correct. It's making kiddush because it's part of Suda. Others suggest other poskim say that there's another day of by kiddush of Suda. If you don't have any bread, you can have a lot of wine. If you have a lot of wine, that's also Yosei Suda. So maybe that's what we rely on Pesach. But again, other poskim say no. There is no chiyuv, baby. There is a lot of definitions of rules that we have the whole year that are changed on Pesach night. For example, right? We don't pasuk this way. But what does the Rambam say? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? How many matzahs do we have on Pesach? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Two matzahs. We have three matzahs. But that's Tosas. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say, why two matzahs? You always have two challahs. One's broken? Okay. So this is your Lechem Mishnah for Pesach. It's broken. You have to have Lechem Oni. It breaks the rules? It breaks the rules. Okay. So we're makor like Tosas to have a Lechem Mishnah plus the broken matzah. But the Rambam has two matzahs. So we already see that rules sometimes change for Pesach. So other poskim say, so to Kiddush Makom Suda. You have more flexibility about Pesach. But anyway, Tosfos, in that last part of Tosfos, assumes that even on Pesach, there's a Kiddush Makom Suda, and that's why he tries to work out what it's going to be. Okay, that's Tosfos Rebbe. What about the next Tosfos? Ein Mafsikin, also an interesting Tosfos. Tosfos says, again, the Gemara says, that according to Rabbi Yossi, we're not Mafsik the Suda as long as, right, if we're eating on Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to finish. And then, whenever you finish, then you can make Kiddush. Tosfos points out an important Ha'ara, Behischilu Behetzer Airi. This is only talking about a case when you started the meal, it was at a time when you were allowed to start the meal. You didn't start the meal 10 minutes before Shabbos. Oh, I started! Right, I don't have to stop now. No, it's Hischilu Behetzer. Only if you started Behetzer do you then not have to stop. The Hischilu Be'isser Mod Rabbi Yossi Demafsikin. This chiluk is used by Rishonim in Maseches Sukkah. Because in Maseches Sukkah, the rule is stated on Daf Lamed Ches that when do you ever have to be mafsik? Let's say I'm eating a big meal and the time for mincha comes. Or let's say we're going to daven, you make early Shabbos, and, you know, you come home, and then all of a sudden in the middle of the meal, it says like a chavim happens. So do you have to stop to say Kriya Shema? Do you have to stop to say Sefiras HaOmer? Again, it might be a good idea to, but do you have to? So do you have to? So the rule usually is that So usually Hischilu Beheter, you don't have to stop. You don't have to stop. Hischilu Beisr, you have to stop for Da'oraisas. That's the usual rule. So anyway, so with that background, Tosfos in Sukkah has the following question. Usually you have to stop for Da'oraisas, the Gemara says in certain cases. So what do you mean? According to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to stop for Kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah Da'oraisa. So according to Rabbi Yossi, why don't you have to stop? It's a mitzvah Da'oraisa. So says the Ran in Sukkah, it depends when you started. When do you have to stop eating for Da'oraisas? By Hischilu Be'isser. If you started at a problematic time. But Hischilu Be'heter, you don't have to stop. So for example, when we make early Shabbos, we go home, we start, it's still light outside. Then it gets dark. So it's a good idea. So you don't forget. It's a good idea to stop for Kriya Shema and for Sefiras HaOmer, which is a Safik Da'oraisa. But again, you don't have to because it's Hischilu Be'heter. But that's, and our Gemara is Hischilu Be'heter. That's why Rebbe says you don't have to stop. Like Tosfos. Hischilu Be'heter, Hischilu Be'heter. Tosfos there in Sukkah gives a different answer. He says maybe Kiddush is different. Because what's the worst thing by Kiddush? What? You don't make Kiddush tonight? So you'll make Kiddush tomorrow morning. Kiddush has tashlum in all of Shabbos. You make Kiddush whenever you start. So there's not such a danger by Kiddush. By the other mitzvahs, if you don't do it, you don't do it, you lose it. By tefillah, by others. So that's why maybe Kiddush might be a different type of mitzvah. There is another answer one could suggest, and then I'll take your question, that there is a Rabbi Kiva Eger that says that maybe you're yotze the mitzvah d'araisa of Kiddush by saying good Shabbos in shul. Right, even though Ben Chaschinuch discusses, Chazal told us the formula, the Nusach, how to make Kiddush, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a Kiddush, that once you say Good Shabbos to somebody, you're Yotze Kiddush, because you've already expressed praise of Shabbos. Instead of just saying, hi, how you doing, you say Good Shabbos. That's already greeting him in the Nusach of Shabbos, so that Rabbi Kiva Eger says, maybe you're Yotze Kiddush Da'oraisa. So the Kiddush Rabbanan. So if you say that, so maybe that's what happens here. You said Good Shabbos, so then it's not a Da'oraisa anymore. So that could be another suggestion. Yeah. Right, there was a minhag in Europe. Rav Shlomo Zalman, they say, got married on Purim. That was a Friday. And the Suda was one big hemshah, because they never had enough money to have Sudas. Right, but that's a case where it could come up. Where you have, it comes up late on Friday, you have to have one big meal, so that you don't have to have the extra expenditures. Correct. Okay. So the Gemara said, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, the last line of the Gemara had said, so we're moking the halacha, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. So let's just chazer for a minute. So what's the halacha l'maisa? So in terms of haschala, starting a meal on Erev Shabbos and Yontif, that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. That's a machlokas. Whether you're allowed to start the meal. What about starting on Erev Pesach? Everybody agrees you're not allowed to start a meal. What about hafsaka? stopping your meal. That's the machlokes, even on Erev Pesach, between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi in terms of not having to stop. That is what the halacha is. So if you look in, just before we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbeinu David points out, let's think about Jesus Rabbi Yossi for a minute. Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to start a meal on Erev Pesach, right? He agrees to that. But you don't have to stop. What kind of svar is that? Why does Rabbi Yossi say you don't have to, you're not allowed to start a meal on Erev Pesach? Because you want to eat matzah b'taiva, right? You want to be excited. You want to eat it with the slavos. So if you started a meal, you don't have to stop, though? How does that make sense? You're not allowed to start, but if you're eating already, you don't have to stop. So says Rabbeinu David. Sometimes happens, like let's say we're eating. As long as we're eating, let's say we're up to dessert, as long as we're still eating, we still could keep going. Sometimes, let's say 10 minutes after you stop eating, you're like fuller than you were after you stopped right after you stopped. So says Rabbeinu David, that's the point. He says our stomach is more open as we're eating than half an hour after we eat. So if you didn't start, you're not allowed to start. Because because you have to be hungry for the matzah. But once you started, just keep going. Don't be matzah, because that's going to cause more problems. The yoser yeshlachish la'achila gasa kishadam ochel mibod yom v'shoheh bein osa achila achila samatzah. I'll speak to the doctors why this is sometime. That if you keep eating, your b'nei me'ayim are open, and therefore, you know, you can get more food in there. Sha'oz b'nei me'ayim stumen. You don't have a chance to think about how full you are. V'enu yochel lechel la'achila gasa avakshu a shulchan while you're at the table, umeya psuchin lecho ein matzi lo lavo lachila gasa. As long as you keep eating, you know, sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes we're just stuffing our faces anyway, and we should stop even though we're still eating. But again, he suggests maybe that's why he says you shouldn't start, but if you started, you don't have to stop. Yeah. Whose opinion? That's explaining Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Rabbi Yossi, who says that on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to start a meal, but if you started a meal, you can continue, you don't have to stop. So this, his question was, why don't you have to stop? The answer is, because once you're eating, you'll always have room. But the final opinion is, just like, let's say on a regular Shabbos. On a regular Erev Shabbos, what's the halacha? So if you look at them in Reish Mem Tes, the halacha is, Asur l'kvoa be'erev Shabbos su'uda u'mishte she'enu ragol b'mehachol. You can't have an unusual meal on Friday. Meaning one that's your body's not used to that, and you're not going to be able to eat on Shabbos. But filu isudas erison mipnei kvod Shabbos shikarnis l'Shabbos u'shtayv lecho. You have to go into Shabbos with an appetite. This doesn't mean you have to fast on Fridays, especially this time of year when it's long. You're not supposed to go into Shabbos when you're fasting, right? Because you're not supposed to. You can taste the food, tomeh chayim zachu, right? You can taste it, but again, you're not supposed to have a big meal. You're not supposed to wash after chatzos, after mincha, like to come back at 4:30 in the afternoon. We have to have a couple of pizza bagels. You know, you're not supposed to wash late in the day on Friday. Have snacks, to taste a piece of kugel, that's fine, that's wonderful. You've got to make sure the food tastes good. But again, that is general, one's not supposed to be koveya asuda late in the day on Friday. Friday morning, especially when the Shabbos are long, you can wash and you can make sure you can eat whatever you want. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein Halacha L'Rav Yehuda, L'Rav Yossi. Says Shmuel, the Halacha is not like Rav Yehuda or Rav Yossi. Not like Rav Yehuda that you have to totally stop, and not like Rav Yossi that you're allowed to continue. Ella, it's a middle opinion. Pores Mapa Umakadesh. What do? You're still eating, so you don't continue. You don't stop. You spread out a tablecloth over all the food, and you make Kiddush. So Machlokas here, what is Shmuel holding like? The Rashbam says, you only have two opinions. Shmuel's an Amora. You have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in the Tanakh. Who's Shmuel holding like? So the Rashbam says, really, Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, that you could keep going. But because of Kavod Shabbos, you know, make Kiddush. That's what the Rashbam says. Tosfos says, no, if you look at the Yerushalmi, there's a third opinion. Yerushalmi has the opinion of the Chachamim, Poris Mavo Bekadish. So it could be that he holds a separate opinion. So Aini, is this really true? That's what you should do? If you're in the middle of a meal late on Friday, you should just spread out a tablecloth? V'amar avtachlifa bar avdimi amar shmuel, k'shein shem avsikin l'kiddish, kach mavsikin l'havdallah. We have a statement that says, just like you stop for Kiddush, so do you stop for Abdullah. My mafsik, and lavak here is a shulchan. Isn't mafsik taking away the table, not just spreading out a mapa? So where it says, lo, la mapa. No, it means spreading out a mapa. Again, this is where Tosfos got the language of Akira's a shulchan. The Ran, I just said that it's lav dafka. Rabba barav huna iklo be reish galusa. Rabba came to the reish galusa. Aisu tacha kamei. They brought him a tray of food. Paras mapa umakadesh. He spread out a mapa and was makadesh. Tanyinami hachi. And you also have a brisa. She'ein mitvian as a shulchan. Elim ken kiddish. We don't bring the table in general to that we don't bring the table. In the olden days, remember, they brought the food on the table. We don't bring the table to in front of the person until one makes kiddush. V'yemhevi, and if he did bring it, poreis mapa umakadish. And if he did, he spreads it out and is makadish. Period. Let's talk about this line for a couple of minutes. You don't bring the shulchan until you make kiddush. So what does that mean? Look at Tosfos now. She'ein mevi'in. Tosfos she'ein mevi'in is a shulchan. V'hadamar b'kol kisvei. Aye, you don't bring the table until you make kiddush. We all know that the malachim aren't going to be happy with that. The malachim come home with us, and we say shalom aleichem to them. And the Gemara Shabbos says that if the table is set, so then they say, oh, it should be like this next week. If the table is not set, they say, oh, it should be like this next week. So we want the table, the special kiyum, to have the table set on Erev Shabbos. Right? That's why we say shalom aleichem, boachem l'shalom, barchuni. If you're minhag to say barchuni, if Chaim Voloshin didn't say barchuni, you're supposed to ask malachim for brachas. Right? So, but again, so the... So what do you mean the table shouldn't be set? Motzah shulchan aruch malach tov omer v'chulu. So the Gemara says, lo kasha. No, there's no problem. Da'arechu b'makom acher. No, their table was set inside. They just didn't bring it out to the dining room. Because they had these little tables, and it was set inside. Right? Imagine you're at a wedding, and a lot of times they use, like, part of the room where the dinner, where the suda is going to be, for the shmorg, or for, sometimes you look inside and you see, like, a lot of tables already set up, like, on top of each other. That right during the chuppah, they're going to bring in these set tables already. They're going to bring them into the other place. So you see, you have a set table somewhere, then you're going to move it. So that's what Tosfos says. Really, it is set. So the malachim is going to give you the bracha. It's just not brought in yet. We're going to see why. Ach ein mevino so lavakam suda adachar kiddush. V'yachshav shulchan shalana shem gedolim yosem yidai. Our tables are much too big, right? We can't put our table in the kitchen. I've come home with a new chumrah. I learned in the daf today. You know, you have to set your table in the kitchen and then bring it into the dining room. Right? It's not, we can't do that. The kashulah havia machar kiddush shulah hafsik kol gapi kiddush l'suda. You don't want to have such a hafsik. Or I might add, you can't fit the table between the door, between the kitchen and the dining room. So what are you supposed to do? On the rakilin, so what do we do? Lifros mapu makadish. So what do? We put a covering over our challah. Right? This is the makar for covering the challahs on Shabbos. The hatam of first bishyotas. What is the reason for this? The Gemara just said to do it. The Gemara said don't even bring the table. Our minhag is to bring the challahs and to cover them. What's the reason? So there are at least three reasons of the Rishonim. Why is it that we cover the challahs? Tosas here quotes two, and the other Rishonim, the tour, quotes a third reason. Tosas quotes the two, probably not the most famous one. Right? What is Tosas? Quote two reasons. V'atam afurish b'shiltos. Quote Tosas. Quote Rav Achaigon in the Shiltos. Ki hechi detesi su'udasa biyakra deshabsa. What does that mean? That everything at your meal should be l'kavit Shabbos. L'kavit Shabbos. Meaning if you have everything on your table already from before Shabbos, and then you make Kiddush, it's not nikar that everything there is l'shem Shabbos. Ah, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, then you bring out the food. Then you take off, right, when you cover the challahs, as if the challahs aren't there. So then, after you make Kiddush, you've established this as a Shabbos meal, as a Yontif meal, then you can bring out the other food, then you can bring, uncover the challahs, and in that way, it'll be nikar that everything is there, will shame Shabbos. I was looking for sources for that yesterday, so then just don't bring the challahs to the table. So that might be an issue of Kiddush Makom Suda, that you want the Suda to be there, but you want to establish the Suda, the Challah, as L'Shem Shabbos. So does it have to be there? Maker Adin, maybe not. Right? Because according to all of these reasons, according to this reason, it might not have to be there. According to another one of the reasons, it should be there. As we'll get to, and we're going to see, we try to be Makom like all three reasons. But again, so according to this reason, you don't have to bring it.
There was nothing there.
Just make Kiddush, exactly. In the old days, they just make Kiddush.
Oh, it comes out hot,
so you could definitely leave it in until, how much time is there from Kiddush? You go, watch. But again, according to this reason, you would be able to. But we'll see. We try to be machmir like all three reasons, but that is the first reason. Yeah.
I think according to the Shiltos,
well, we'll see. We're going to talk. Let's just see the three reasons, and then we'll talk about five nafkaminas to the reasons. Yeah.
Does this reason apply Shabbos morning?
Good question. Does it apply Shabbos morning? The other reasons might apply Shabbos morning, but you will still want to establish it l'shem su'udah Shabbos. I mean, again, the general Kiddush, we spoke about, I have to look it up again, Rav Sternbach had a whole mahalach about what the purpose is of Kiddush on Shabbos morning. It's a Durabanan. It's a Durabanan Shabbos morning. What?
bread to elevate the meal. So if the whole thing is to elevate the meal, that also fits in. But again, it's a drabana and as there are different rules about Kiddush Shabbos morning. That's why the Ikra is Borei Peragafen. Right? Everything else before it's just a minhag to say Vishamru and Zachar, but the Ikra is Borei Peragafen. That is reason number one. Reason number two, says Tosfos, the Yesh Mefaresh Zecher Laman Shaloh Hayayor B'Shabbos Yom Tovim. It's a Zecher to the Man that didn't fall on Shabbos and Yantiv. So a double portion, why and therefore what? Double portion fell on Friday. It didn't fall, so therefore the Man, we know, V'Hayatau Milamala Umilamata V'Haman Meitayim. The Man was covered from below and from above. It had a, it was in a nice kufsa, a nice package for us. So too we covered the Chalas, so that similar to the man, zecher to the man, which was covered. By the way, Tosas throws in b'Shabbos as v'yamtif. See on the side, it quotes Ayin Tosas beitzah d'abeis. It's really machlokis in midrashim. Did the man fall out, fall on yamtif? Right? We have lechem mishnah on yamtif, but there's really a machlokis in midrashim. Tosas says midrashim chalukos whether the man fell double on erev yamtif as well, not just on erev Shabbos. Okay, that's an issue of the. Of that. So that's the second reason, Zecher to the Man. It is interesting though, that we have a double port, we're Zecher to the Man on Shabbos, the Tosfos Shabbos asks, we have a double portion of Man on Shabbos, nothing fell. We should have a double portion on Friday. Double portion fell on Shabbos, a double portion on Friday. So what's the, why is that? So the Tosfos Shabbos suggests that, what's the reason? V'tirit, and this is a mucker for something, which I'll let you know. V'tirit, Shehuva v'sefer ha-mekubalim. This idea brought in the Sefer Mekubalim. Sha'af im ochal b'yemos achol yosem mikdek tzarcho nitzas ochal zel chitzonim. If we eat a lot on weekdays, right, it sticks. B'Shabbos ein zekach. V'ha'ochel sha'ochel b'Shabbos nivla be'ivarim. Every food on Shabbos is ruchani, and it's similar to the mon in that way. That's why we have a zecher to the mon on Shabbos, because really everything we say, right, we have the, right, people say, oh, it goes to the neshama, you say, right, no calories on Shabbos, this is the marker for it. Right, ochel she'ochel b'Shabbos is nivla be'ivarim, nivla v'kivit shekein, harimachal Shabbos u'kein hamon. And that's why we have to have a zecher to the mon on Shabbos, even though the mon did not fall on Shabbos, because, you know, it's every food on Shabbos is ma'achal ruchani. So this is the first two reasons. Number one, so everything should be lokavit Shabbos, and number two, zecher to the man. Of course, the third reason, the most famous reason, is so the challah is not embarrassed. Why? Because we know the halacha is that hamotzi is the most chashiv bracha. That should be said. Eretz chita usaora, chita, the bracha on chita. The word chita in the pasuk is said first. So therefore, you should make the bracha hamotzi first. We don't because we have to make kiddush, so we cover the challah, so it's not really embarrassed. I mentioned before the story of the Chafetz Chaim. In Radin one time, he was invited to one of the Balabatim's houses, and he was very excited. The Balabas was going to have the Chafetz Chaim, the Gadol Dor, in his house. Chafetz Chaim walks in with him on Friday night, and he sees, wonderful, the table set, everything is perfect, the candles, the challahs weren't covered. The wife with the kids was falling asleep, she had a busy, Gadol Dor's coming, you have to have the fancy napkins, and you have to have the this, you have to have everything else. So Gadol Chafetz Chaim's coming. And he comes in, he sees the challahs aren't covered, he starts screaming at his wife, how could you embarrass me in front of the Chafetz Chaim? Don't you know it's a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch? Right, you have to cover the challahs, that's screaming. And Chafetz Chaim turns to the man and says, mister, you know why we cover the challahs? So I guess Chafetz Chaim didn't care about the first two reasons at this moment. He says, yeah, he says, you don't embarrass the challahs. So the Chafetz Chaim says, do you ever see a challah turn red? You ever see a challah was really embarrassed? Obviously, what's the message of this halacha? The message of this halacha is to teach us values. So obviously the guy missed the boat. The guy missed the point. And, you know, it's much more important not to embarrass a wife than to not to embarrass chalas. Anyway, that's the third reason of the poskim. So the question is, there are five different nafkaminas, at least, about, according, we try to be machmir like all three reasons. Number one, says the Taz, what if you're making kiddush on challah? Right, so then you don't have a boy, you make kiddush on challah. You have to cover the challahs. You make kiddush on challah. So again, the Taz says, if you say the reason is embarrassment, there's no embarrassment here. You're not saying Barei Priyagafen. But if you say the reason is the mon, if you say the reason is the mon, or maybe even Lekavit Shabbos, maybe you have to cover them, even them. Number one. Number two, when are you allowed to remove the cover? This is interesting. When are you allowed to remove the cover to the challahs? So says the Magen Avram, and says the other poskim, if you say that the reason is because of embarrassments, then right after you make kiddush, right before you go wash, you can take off the cover, because you're ready to be Barei Peragafen. But if you say the reason is for the man, so then maybe there's a kiyum, and the Aruch HaShulchan says it's beferish, that you should keep it on until even after the bracha of Hamotzi. That's why you might see some people who, let's say, cut the, make a mark on the challah, then recover them and say amotzi and then take it off. Because the man reason continues until you say the word amotzi. There's another reason, another nafkamina. When are you allowed to remove them? Number three, what has to be covered? Just the challah? Let's say there's coleslaw on the table. Let's say there's gefilte fish on the table already. Let's say there's something else. Let's say you're in a hotel and they put all this pickles and all this other stuff on the table. Right? So what do you do? So according to the reason of the man, or just the challah. Just the challah has to be covered. But if you say the reason is the first reason, everything should be covered Shabbos, then l'chatchila, you're not supposed to bring any food to the table, you're not supposed to put anything on the table before Kiddush. So we mentioned this before. Nothing before Kiddush, because everything should be covered Shabbos. If it is on the table, you got to cover that too. That's why we make Kiddush here, we have some cookies here, I cover them with a tissue, because everything is covered Shabbos, if that, according to that reason. So again, we should try not to bring any food to the table. If it's difficult, you have a lot of guests, then put it on the cover. Cover it with a napkin or something, even when it's on the table. That's a third issue. What has to be covered? What about Shalosh Shudas? What about Shalosh? We have to cover the challah. We know we're supposed to have Lechem Mishnah Lechem Chila by Shalosh Shudas as well. You have to cover the challah by Shalosh Shudas. Again, if the reason is embarrassment, we don't make Kiddush by Shalosh Shudas. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says you should have wine during Shalosh Shudas. But we pass on you, you don't have to make Kiddush by Shalosh Shudas. So according to the embarrassment reason, you don't need to. But again, if it's about the mun, if it's about the mun, or if it's Kobeah Se'uda L'chvot Shabbos, then so too, you might also have to cover them as well. Okay, other reason, other issues given, but those are some of the issues that come up. What if you could use a see-through cover, right? Sometimes they have these fancy L'chvot Shabboses, but it's plastic see-through. So, could the challah see-through to see the wine? Rav Shlomo Zalman thought it was a kisui, even if it was see-through. Okay, let's continue the Gemara now. Tani chada shavish emaschilin, v'tani chada shavish emaschilin. We have two brises. One brisa says that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi agree that you're not allowed to start the meal. Another one says they agree that you're allowed to start the meal. So what is this talking about? Bishlam ha'datani of shavish ein maschilin. I understand. Where do they agree that you're not allowed to start a meal? Mishkach zaber pesach. Let's say a pesach. Ella ha'datani shavish emaschilin emas. But they agree that you're allowed to start the meal. When do they agree that you're allowed to start a meal? Inim of erev Shabbos amiflat pligi. On erev Shabbos they argue. On erev Pesach they say you're not allowed to. So lo kasha kan kodim tisha kan la'achar tisha. They both agree that you're allowed to start a meal before the ninth hour of the day, because that's before the samach lamincha, and therefore no problem, that would be mutter, period. Next sugya. Okay, we'll start it today and we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Osam b'nei adam shekitcha b'beis haknesses. The poskim and the rishonim already are bothered. Very unusual way to start a sugya. Usually a sugya starts off with itzmar, a sugya starts off with tana rabbanon, this sugya starts off, those fellas who make kiddush in shul. Right? Very unusual. Why he does that? But we'll see what the message might be in a minute. Osam b'nei adam shekitcha b'beis haknesses. Those people who make kiddush in shul. Amar rav yidei yayin lo yatsu yidei kiddush yatsu. Yidei yayin, the wine, they're not yotze. What does that mean? That means if you want to have more wine at home, you got to make another boy prayer guffin. Your boy prayer guffin in shul does not work for your wine at home. Yidei kiddush yatsu. But says Rav, you will yotze kiddush. Why? Because as we will see, Rav does not hold of the principle of kiddush b'makom suda. That's why Rav says you can be yotze with kiddush in shul, even though you didn't eat anything. V'shmuel amar, af yidei kiddush lo yatsu. Shmuel says, no, you're not even yotze yidei kiddush. El Rav. So, according to each reason. El Rav, Lomali L'Kiddush B'Beisei. So, according to Rav, so what's the point of making Kiddush at home again? If you already Yotzei in Shul, K'dei L'Hotzi B'Nav B'Beisei, to be Motzi your wife and your kids. Right? Because they weren't in Shul. Shmuel Lomali L'Kiddush B'Beisei. What about Shmuel? So, according to Shmuel, Kiddush in Shul was meaningless. Right? Because you weren't Yotzei Yayin, you weren't Yotzei Kiddush. So, why do you make Kiddush in Shul in the first place? La'afuke Archim Yidei Chovasan, to be Motzi the guests that are there. The Achlu V'Shasu V'Gonu B'Kiddushta. Those guests that eat and drink and sleep in the shul. You allowed to sleep in the shul? We'll talk about that by from tomorrow. But that's why you make Kiddush in Shul for the guests. So let's talk a little, we're not going to talk Kiddush B'Makom Suda, we'll talk about more tomorrow. What about Kiddush B'Beis HaKnesses? Let's talk about that. So the Gemara here says, those people that make Kiddush in Shul, it doesn't say you should make Kiddush in Shul in the Gemara. It just says, those people that make Kiddush in Shul, what's the reason for it? If we paskin Kiddush B'Makom Suda, to be Motzi Archim Yedei Chovasan. So there is a major machlokas Rishonim, whether should one bizman hazeh make kiddush in shul? There are no guests anymore in shul. Everybody eats at home. Should one make kiddush in shul? Rov Rishonim say nothing so bad about it. If you look at the Ran here says, you know, we have another. I'll give you another example. Says the Ran of a minhag that doesn't apply anymore, yet we still do it. Magen avos pidvaro. We say magen avos. You have to davening on Friday night. Why do we say that? Why do we say that? Because in the olden days, people came late to shul and they davened in the fields. And if you don't have a chazaras hashatz, right? That's why we added in Baruch Hashem la'olam on weekdays also. If you don't have a chazaras hashatz, everybody's going to leave. This guy's going to still be davening. It's going to be dangerous for him to be outside alone. So that's why we added in this mini chazaras hashatz to give people time to all finish together and go home together. Magen Avos. That's why the only night, the only Friday night of the year, which we don't say Magen Avos, no matter when it falls out, is the Seder night. Right, if it falls on a Sukkot, if it falls on a Shavuos, you always say Magen Avos. You don't say it the Seder night, or you don't say Vayichulu. Why? Because everybody's home early. Everybody gets there on time on Erev Pesach. Right, so that's why there's enough hachanas to do. But, so says the Ran, that reason doesn't apply anymore, we still do it. So too here. The reason doesn't apply anymore, but you can still make Kiddush in Shul. That's what the Ran says, that's what the Rashba says in a Tshuva. The Rashba is quoted Sibel Lamed Zayin in a Tshuva. He said this is a major machlokas, but he quotes, he said, number one, maybe there's somebody who is not going to be have a meal later. Number two, he says, so many people don't make Kiddush correctly at home. Says, at least somebody should do a correct Kiddush in Shul. People don't have enough wine at home. People don't say the words properly. People don't have Kavanah. So at least have a Kiddush in Shul to be motzi others. And then he says, maybe Kiddush Makom Sud is only a Din Darabanan. Making Kiddush is a Daraisa. So it's better to be motzi Daraisa. So says the Rashba, Hanachlan Yisrael. So even though they're not Nevi'im, but ain't Nevi'im Haim, etc. So many Rishonim say it is fine to do. But if you look in the tour is Charif. The Torah says, no way, don't make Kiddush. And says, the Torah listened to his language. Vani Tamiya, Hechnis Pashit Zeha Minog. How is this minog spread? Do we all like Shmuel and Kiddush Makom Suda? Do it too. They didn't have a meal. But he says, Vakiva Dahashta Leka Archim, Da'achli Hasam, Karav Hadavar Lios Brachal of Atala. Says the Torah, I think it's close to be a bracha of Atala. They say that they use it mishum refua, right? You'll see the Tosfos Bezrem tomorrow. They used to dip like we do by Abdallah. So people dip in their fingers, they put it on their eyes and their ears. So that idea, he said, that's not a reason to override Kiddush Makom Suda. And therefore he has off the Asher Chayli Avatzline. If I had my druthers, says the Torah, if it was up to me, I would be mevatel v'sminig in Klal Yisrael. I think it's karav lebracha of Atala. That's what the Torah says. What about like Magen Avos? What about the parallel? So says the Bach. No. Magen Avos was a real takana kavua. There was a takana to do this. There was a takana that the takana could survive even if the reason doesn't apply. There was no takana to make Kiddush and Shul. They did it. They were knowing it to help people out. That's why, I don't remember if the Bach says this, that's why the Gemara might start off just with this Oson B'nai Adam. Because this is a minog. So if a minog doesn't apply, the reason doesn't apply, it must stop the minog. Stop the minhag. So again, this is a major machlokas. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? So the Shulchan Aruch says, quotes both opinions. He quotes, there are people that do it, but then he says, Yoser Tov, Lahanik Shlola Kaddish. Okay, so what should you do? What should you do? So if you look in the Rav Sternbach and the Tshuva in Aleph, Reish, and Hey, and again, I think this is what many poskim say, and that is, if the minhag is to make Kiddush and Shul, keep the minhag. It's a very ancient old minhag. It's wonderful. Many Mishnayim say to do it. If you're starting a new Shul, the Shul does not have a minhag, don't start it. Why? Because that is, there are many Rishonim say that not to do it. All the Rishonim that say to do it are defending that it's done, but not that it should be done. So that is a machlokas Rishonim. Again, that's why we didn't start it here, because that is because of this Rav Sternbach and this issue that many Rishonim say the Torah is such charif lashon that we don't do it. Yeah, Alex.
So we don't do what?
Kiddush and Shul. We don't make Kiddush and Shul. There's no prayer for governance shul.
At night.
Yes, in the morning before the Suda, you have to. I would abolish kiddushes, but Baruch Hashem, there's no kiddush club, so I think that's enough. And then Baruch Hashem. What? The expansion would not be necessary without the Sudas. That's true. Hey, we're looking for ways to get some more seats in shul. Baruch Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here, and Vesher will continue tomorrow. Yeshivas Lezecha Nishmas, Yosef Ben Svi and Moshe Ben Svi. This is supposed to be out.
What? Right.